Hi, this is Simon Airheads. It's 25 past 10 on Sunday morning. We're all up, semi sort of fed and that. Good night last night, everybody.
Yay!
Yeah, it must be, it was quite a good night. Good night last night, colour. Okay.
No,
nothing said then. So that could be a bit of tension, yeah, a bit of sexual tension. But his trousers, his torn trousers are actually hanging off Phil's car, which means either it got messy last night or Skiff got his dream. Oh, actually, on the subject of Skiff, we had some enlightening information last night about Skiff. We were sitting there just having conversations about... Yeah, I know, but I'm just going to boo in the daylight, in reflection. Right? Talking about nice things and what we'd like to do and where we were thinking about going on holidays and different recipes that we were going to try and things like that and knitting patterns that we'd seen over the lifetime. And then Skiff suddenly comes out with, if I had to bone a bloke, it would be Ewan McGregor. Which we found rather random and unnecessary. Nobody asked him for the information, but he gave it anyway. Tune. But he gave it anyway. So we've all realised that Tiff. What the fuck was Tiff and Dale doing there? That Skiff takes it up the chutney locker. So that's out in the blue. Yeah, we had a good night last night. It was bloody cold. It was very, 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 very cold last night. You know? For those of us that slept alone, it was cold last night. For others, it was probably a lot warmer.
Yeah, Monkey didn't complain.
Although it was wet for both of us, probably. But, who said that? That's just disgusting. Oh, no! Fuck off, Pete! Just leave it out. So, yeah, anyway, Skiff's gay. Basically, the outcome of the whole thing. And we're just chilling out a little bit at the moment, the morning after party, which is usual. Sim's got the best track of the fucking weekend on at the moment, which is good. And we're going to take it easy today. Let it all flow. Rip the fucking piss out of Skiff as much as we possibly can, because we've got probably about 6 hours to do it. So he actually is gay and he's looking really reticent, isn't he? He's looking very, very familiar to like Pete after he'd taken the finger episode. Where he knows he's actually done something shameful when he's trying to get his head around it. But secretly he doesn't care because he fucking loves him. You love him. So I'm going to sign off now. I may even do a little boo later on. I may interview the fucking bandit later on, alright? See you later.